NPR News, Washington.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include 20th Century Studios with Springsteen, Deliver Me From Nowhere, a pivotal chapter in the life of an icon, starring Jeremy Allen White and Jeremy Strong, in theaters October 24th. Tickets available now.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Peasley Tech in Lawrence, Kansas. The Peasley Promise offers debt-free career training for local high school students and low-income Douglas County residents. Details and donation information at peasleytech.org/peasleypromise.
86 degrees in Lawrence, 84 in Manhattan, 81 in Emporia. It's 3:06.
It's All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Scott Detrow in Washington. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 91.3 FM in Junction City. We are always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Kaiser Cummings Jewelers. More than 35 years of custom-designed, handcrafted jewelry in downtown Lawrence. Collection online at kaisercummings.com.
Coming up in our next few minutes, we will visit the folks who are running the KPR Pledge Drive, find out how they are doing today. Then, new details are emerging about Sunday's mass shooting and arson attack on a Mormon church in Michigan.
Those on the scene were absolute heroes, going in and out of the fire to drag people out, helping each other take care of the victims on the scene.
Authorities now say four people were killed and eight others wounded in the attack. We'll get you the latest from Jason DeRose coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the Lead Center, welcoming the Imagination Movers. The children's music group is seen on Disney Plus Saturday, October 18th, 2 p.m. Tickets are available at lead.ku.edu.
You know, I know Garfield hated Mondays. I'm pretty sure Kathy hated Mondays, but Mondays are a perpetual part of life. So is music called Perpetual Motion? Destiny doesn't hate Mondays. You will hear both Strauss and Paganini's versions of Perpetual Motion tonight on Evening Classical Music with Destiny. It gets underway on your KPR One stations at 7 o'clock tonight. And the Symphony of the Air will serenade you with some beautiful Brahms. That's all on KPR 1. If you're joining us on KPR 2 at 7 o'clock, we have This American Life. Partly cloudy skies tonight, a low around 60 degrees. Tomorrow, partly sunny with a high in the mid-80s. It's 86 degrees in Lawrence, and it is 3:20.
And 3:20 is the perfect time to make your pledge to fall.
This picture saved my leg and the future.
We speak with both of them on the next morning edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations. It's morning edition. Your hosts, Michelle Martin, A. Martinez, and Matthew Algio.
Support for KPR comes from Spider Art Constructors, offering foundation repair for leaky basements, cracks, leaning walls, and waterproofing. More information on home preservation is at Spider, Spider with a Y, SpiderArtConstructors.com.
It's 86 degrees in Lawrence, 84 in Topeka. News headlines are coming your way in just about 30 seconds. This is KPR. It's 3:30.
Investigators are still working to determine a motive.
Local partners have interviewed over 100 victims and witnesses to date and are continuing to interview individuals as we speak.
The FBI says it's investigating the attack on the Mormon congregation as an act of targeted violence. For NPR News, I'm Alex McLennan in Detroit.
And you're listening to NPR News.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. A University of Kansas study recommends the state do more to inform people about the wait list for disability services. Kansans who need intellectual or developmental disability aid can wait for nearly 10 years for services like overnight care or residential treatment. The KU Center on Disabilities study aims to develop ways to eliminate that wait list. More than 4,900 Kansans are currently waiting for services. That's 600 200 more than at the end of 2024. Researcher Evan Dean told lawmakers that the status of the wait list needs to be more transparent.
Families need to know where they are on the waiting list, and they don't know, and have trouble accessing that information.
The study also recommends the state help boost the workforce of licensed disability services professionals, like occupational therapists and speech pathologists. A trial underway in Johnson County will determine whether certain Kansas abortion restrictions can remain in effect. Some of the laws in question require physicians to disclose certain information before an abortion. For example, that medication abortions can be reversed. That's a procedure some providers say is potentially dangerous. Emily Wales leads Planned Parenthood Great Plains.
They shouldn't be required to be delayed in accessing that care, be told junk science, or be put at risk and stigmatized because politics in this state, really politicians, want to make them feel badly about care.
Attorneys for the state argue some patients would want that information. The trial continues this week before a two-week break. A Kansas police officer was shot and killed after responding to a domestic violence call in Ellis County early yesterday. He is the fourth Kansas officer to be killed in the line of duty this year. The Kansas Bureau of Investigation says the officer was with the Hayes Police Department. Partly cloudy skies tonight, a low around 60 degrees. Tomorrow, partly sunny with a high in the mid-80s. Down around 60 tomorrow night, mostly sunny Wednesday, highs in the mid-80s. Lows in the upper 50s on Wednesday night, highs in the upper 80s. Thursday and Friday, no rain in the forecast for the next several days. You're listening to KPR. It's 3:35.
Support for NPR comes from
River with new rapids and new risks.
And so this destruction and fundamental change of this insanely large geologic event is an opportunity for a rebirth and an opportunity to reconnect with the river, with the community, and to heal.
Local paddlers have started to informally refer to the river as the Nulichucky. Rolando Arrieta, NPR News, Irwin, Tennessee.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
On Morning Edition from NPR News, you hear directly from people in the headlines, whether you agree with them or not.
Zohran Mamdani, presumptive Democratic nominee for mayor in New York City.
Thank Steve Bannon, it's a pleasure talking with you. Thank you.
Steve, always great.
That is Tricia McLaughlin. She's Assistant Secretary of Public Affairs at the Department of Homeland Security. Madam Assistant Secretary.
It's our job to bring you different views and to question everyone fairly. Join us weekday mornings.
You can hear Morning Edition tomorrow, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations. We simulcast on both KPR 1 and KPR 2. Matthew Algio will be your local host. This is your place for NPR News from the University of Kansas, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 96.1 FM in Lawrence, many other frequencies too, thanks to the generosity of listeners like you. We are always online as well at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Tom Harper with Stevens Real Estate, specializing in helping people buy and sell unique and older homes in Lawrence. More information at tom-harper.com or on Instagram at Lawrence Modern.
Coming up in our next half hour, 3 years ago, Ukraine had no real drone industry. This year, it's expected to make 4 million of them for its war with Russia. Learn more about that. Plus, the latest on this big meeting between congressional leaders and the president ahead of the government shutdown deadline. That's all coming up here on KPR. Stay tuned. Kansas Public Radio thanks Latchkey Deli for providing lunch during our membership drive, serving deli-style sandwiches and Italian sodas. Latchkey Deli is located at 1035 Massachusetts Street in Lawrence. Once again, Latchkey, thank you so much. It's 86 degrees on the KU campus in Lawrence. It's 10 minutes before 4.
Thank you, Latchkey Deli. Thank you also to...
Here from the Mall, weekday mornings on Morning Edition from NPR News.
You can hear Morning Edition tomorrow from 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Don't forget, you can always make a pledge, even as we go to news headlines here in just a moment, at kansaspublicradio.org. It's 4 o'clock.
Where visitors can unwind on white sand beaches and dine at restaurants. More at visitspc.com. And the listeners who support this NPR station.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Z's Divine Espresso, offering craft-roasted organic coffees from two Lawrence locations, 1800 East 23rd and 2351 West 31st. CoffeeInLawrence.com.
It's 87 degrees in Lawrence, 83 in Manhattan. It's 4:06.
South. Greg Myrie, NPR News, Lviv, Ukraine.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence. Also at 89.7 FM in Emporia, lots of other frequencies too, and always streaming at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the Lead Center, presenting Tina, the Tina Turner musical, an uplifting comeback story like no other, Tuesday, October 14th, 7:30 p.m. Tickets available at lead.ku.edu.
Coming up in our next half hour, news headlines, we will hear from our good friend Becky Sullivan, talking about the baseball playoffs, which begin tomorrow with some familiar teams and some not so familiar teams. Go Guardians. Don't tell anybody I said that. Plenty more All Things Considered coming up. We are with you till 7 o'clock tonight, and that 6 o'clock hour is pledge break free. So be sure to get your pledge in early and often here in the next couple of hours. Many thanks to Latchkey Deli for providing lunch during our membership drive. They serve deli-style sandwiches and Italian sodas. Latchkey Deli, located at 1035 Massachusetts Street in Lawrence.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Prairie Paws Animal Shelter, with locations in Ottawa, Manhattan, and Emporia, providing compassionate care for animals in need, including spay and neuter programs to help reduce pet overpopulation. Details at prairiepaws.org.
Partly cloudy skies tonight. Lows around 60 degrees. For tomorrow, partly sunny with a high in the mid-80s. Mostly cloudy tomorrow night, lows once again around 60, mid-80s for Wednesday, upper 80s Thursday and Friday. Still warm and dry through the weekend. You're listening to KPR. It is 4:20.
And it is Sustaining Member Monday here.
Hear from you right now at 888-577-5268 or go online to kansaspublicradio.org. Make your pledge now, and thank you for your support.
A picture of a girl trapped in the rubble of her building in Gaza caught the attention of an American surgeon. That picture ended up in Time magazine, and the surgeon answered the call for help when she was at risk of losing her leg.
This picture saved my leg and the future.
We speak with both of them tomorrow on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Tune in beginning at 5 o'clock tomorrow morning, 5 to 9 a.m. Morning Edition will be coming your way. Matthew Algio will be your local host.
Support for KPR comes from Kaiser Cummings Jewelers. More than 35 years of custom-designed, handcrafted jewelry in downtown Lawrence. Collection online at kaisercummings.com.
Up next, news headlines. It's 83 degrees in Manhattan, 80 in Emporia, 87 in Atchison, 81 in Chanute. This is KPR. It is 4:30.
Stocks finished modestly higher on Wall Street. This is NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. A University of Kansas study recommends the state do more to inform people about the wait list for disability services. Kansans who need intellectual or developmental disability aid can wait for nearly 10 years for services like overnight care or residential treatment. The KU Center on Disabilities study aims to develop ways to eliminate the wait list. More than 4,900 Kansans are currently waiting for services. That's 600 more than at the end of 2024. Researcher Evan Dean told lawmakers that the status of the wait list needs to be more transparent.
Families need to know where they are on the waiting list, and they don't know and have trouble accessing that information.
The study also recommends the state help boost the workforce of licensed disability services professionals, like occupational therapists and speech pathologists. A trial underway in Johnson County will determine whether certain Kansas abortion restrictions can remain in effect. Some of the laws in question require physicians to disclose certain information before an abortion, for example, that abortion medications can be reversed. Now, that is a procedure some providers say is potentially dangerous. Emily Wales is the leader of Planned Parenthood Great Plains.
They shouldn't be required to be delayed in accessing that care, be told junk science, or be put at risk and stigmatized because politics in this state, really politicians, want to make them feel badly about care.
Attorneys for the state argue some patients would want the information. The trial continues this week before a two-week break. The state of Kansas could get a second nuclear power plant. One of the companies leading the charge to roll out safer, faster-to-build modular reactors in the U.S. will look for a site in Kansas. Terra Power is collaborating with state officials and with Evergy. The Sierra Club in Kansas has some concerns. Here's its director, Zach Pistora.
Why are we going for these big-ticket, capital-intensive, expensive energy projects? These nuclear plants and costly gas plants do great for Evergy's corporate profits, but it seems to only add more monthly increases to our electric bills for the rest of us customers.
Evergy recently received approval from state regulators to charge customers more for electricity and to build two natural gas power plants. The forecast for northeast and east central Kansas, partly cloudy skies tonight with a low around 60 degrees. Tomorrow, partly sunny with a high in the mid-80s. Lows around 60 again tomorrow night, back into the mid-80s for Wednesday, upper 80s. Thursday and Friday, mid-80s. Saturday and Sunday, no rain in the forecast.
It's All Things Considered from NPR News. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
Hey, it's Layla Fadel. Whether it's a roadside stop in Missouri,
they have like signs and billboards. It says a very big halal, you know, so.
Or in a forest searching for brook trout.
It's just cool. Cool to see them persist and knowing they've been here for so long and they still find a way to make it.
Morning Edition from NPR News is always where the story is. Come along with us every weekday morning.
You can hear Morning Edition on your KPR stations from 5 to 9 a.m. tomorrow. Your hosts will be Michelle Martin, A. Martinez, and Matthew Algio.
Support for KPR comes from the Winter School, a recently renovated one-room schoolhouse in Lecompton, open to the public for music, art, history, and prairie tour during the Kaw Valley Farm Tour on October 4th and 5th. Details at winterschool70.com.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence. Also at 99.5 FM in Manhattan. Always streaming at kansaspublicradio.org. Coming up in our next 30 minutes, the Prime Minister of Israel, Benjamin Netanyahu, voiced his support today for a new U.S. ceasefire plan in Gaza.
We're taking a critical step towards both ending the war in Gaza and setting the stage for dramatically advancing peace in the Middle East.
Netanyahu met with Donald Trump today at the White House. We'll give you the details on this proposed plan and sort of a look ahead. Do we think it'll work? It's all coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas Tree Care, local arborists who provide professional tree care in the greater Lawrence area and who can be reached at kansastreecare.com or at 785-843-TREE.
Partly cloudy skies tonight with low around 60 degrees. Tomorrow, partly sunny with a high in the mid-80s. It's 87 degrees in Lawrence and 84 in Topeka. It's 10 minutes before 5.
888-5...
Feeling pulled together. Listen to Morning Edition from NPR News every weekday.
You can hear Morning Edition tomorrow, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. It's 87 degrees on the KU campus in Lawrence. More All Things Considered coming right up. The time is 5 o'clock.
This is NPR.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Mammoth, presenting singer-songwriter Noah Reed, best known for playing Patrick on Schitt's Creek, Saturday, October 4th at Liberty Hall. Tickets available through Ticketmaster.com.
Lows tonight around 60, highs tomorrow in the mid-80s. It is 86 degrees in Lawrence, 82 in Manhattan. It's 5:06.
Considered from NPR News.
You are listening to NPR News on Kansas Public Radio. Broadcast in Lawrence at 91.5 FM, in Atchison at 89.9 FM. Many other frequencies, always online streaming at kansaspublicradio.org. Check it out when you have a moment. Lots to see at kansaspublicradio.org and... it is a place that you can become a member of KPR. Again, the web address, kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the Kansas City Monarchs, presenting the return of the KC Blues and Jazz Festival, October 3rd and 4th at Legends Field, featuring Stanley Clark and more. Event details at monarchsbaseball.com.
Coming up in our next half hour... this summer, the Trump administration sent letters to 17 drug companies pushing for lower prices. In line with what other countries pay, we check in with the companies as that 60-day deadline expired. Find out how that goes. We'll also get you the latest on what we know and what we still don't know about that church shooting in Michigan. It's all coming up on Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Cromwell Solar, reminding listeners that tax credits for installing solar and battery systems on homes are set to expire soon. More information at cromwellsolar.com.
Following All Things Considered this evening on your KPR One stations, join us for classical music with Destiny tonight, Perpetual Motion, two versions. And we'll hear some Brahms tonight. That's from 7 to 9 p.m. on KPR One. If you're joining us on KPR Two, stay tuned for This American Life. Lows around 60 degrees tonight, highs in the mid-80s tomorrow. Lows around 60 tomorrow night, highs in the mid-80s for Wednesday. The time is 5:20.
Good afternoon. I'm Kay McIntyre.
94% of our budget now, since the recent unpleasantness, comes from members like you. We need to hear from you right now. 888-577-5268. And thank you for your support.
A picture of a girl trapped in the rubble of her building in Gaza caught the attention of an American surgeon. That picture ended up in Time magazine, and the surgeon answered the call for help when she was at risk of losing her leg.
This picture saved my leg and the future.
We speak with both of them on the next morning edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations from 5 to 9 a.m. Start your day with the latest national, international, and regional news.
Support for KPR comes from the Folly Theater, presenting the Pete Escovedo 90th Birthday Celebration, featuring Pete Escovedo and his orchestra, Saturday, October 4th, 7:30 p.m. Information at follytheater.org.
Thanks so much for tuning in today. We have news headlines coming your way in just about another 35 seconds. It's 86 degrees in Lawrence, 80 in Emporia. It's 5:30.
Yes, these changes could allow many people of MENA descent and Latinos to more accurately report their identities. OMBI has not explained why it's extending deadlines, but said in a statement that the changes, quote, continue to be in effect.
That's Hansi Luong. This is NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. A University of Kansas study recommends the state do more to inform people about the wait list for disability services. Kansans who need intellectual or developmental disability aid can have to wait for nearly 10 years for services like overnight care or residential treatment. The KU Center on Disabilities study aims to develop ways to eliminate that wait list. More than 4,900 Kansans are currently waiting for services. That's 600 more than at the end of 2024. Researcher Evan Dean told lawmakers that the status of the wait list needs to be more transparent.
Families need to know where they are on the waiting list, and they don't know, and have trouble accessing that information.
The study also recommends the state help boost the workforce of licensed disability services professionals, like occupational therapists and speech pathologists. A company co-founded by Bill Gates wants to build an advanced nuclear reactor in Kansas. Celia Yopis Jepson has the story.
TerraPower is collaborating with Evergy and Kansas officials. Its power plant design is part of a national push to roll out faster-to-build modular reactors. Paul Hughes with the Kansas Department of Commerce says regional electricity demand is expected to more than double over the next decade, so Kansas needs to explore options to increase generation.
We do need to act in ensuring that Kansas isn't effectively blocked out of future opportunities because of the availability or unavailability of power in the state.
Environmental groups worry that a nuclear facility could cost billions and push up electricity prices. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Celia Yopis Jepson.
A trial underway in Johnson County will determine whether certain Kansas abortion restrictions can remain in effect. Some of the laws in question require physicians to disclose certain information before an abortion. For example, that medication abortions can be reversed. That is a procedure some providers say is potentially dangerous. Emily Wales leads Planned Parenthood Great Plains.
They shouldn't be required to be delayed in accessing that care, be told junk science, or be put at risk and stigmatized because politics in this state, really politicians, want to make them feel badly about care.
Attorneys for the state argue some patients would want the information. The trial continues this week before taking a two-week break. Partly cloudy skies in the forecast tonight with a low around 60 degrees, highs in the mid-80s tomorrow. More of the same for the next several days. Lows around 60 each night, highs in the mid-80s for Wednesday, upper 80s for Thursday and Friday, mid-80s for Saturday, Sunday, Monday. No rain in sight. The time is 5:35.
It's All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm
local paddlers have started to informally refer to the river as the Nulichucky. Rolando Arrieta, NPR News, Irwin, Tennessee.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
On Morning Edition, we hear from people with all kinds of expertise.
Trey Ryder, Cornhole Analyst.
Lars Gotrich is our heavy metal expert at NPR Music, and he's...
KLCC's Brian Bowles shadowed a hornet hunter.
Something about Love Island USA expert. So, Brittany, for those who have not seen Love Island...
Learn something new with Morning Edition from NPR News every weekday.
Tomorrow's a weekday. You can hear Morning Edition 5 to 9 a.m. tomorrow. Matthew Algio will have your local news. From the University of Kansas, this is Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 90.3 FM in Chanute, many other frequencies as well. They are all listed for you at our website where we are conveniently streaming as well, kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from LMH Health's new cancer center, offering cancer clinical trials and comprehensive treatment options, all under one roof. More information is available at lmh.org/cancercare.
Coming up on KPR News Headlines at 6:01, then we will find out more about that big meeting between congressional leaders and the president today. It's kind of the talk of social media. We'll see what NPR has found out. Where do things stand? What are we still worried about? I'm sure we're worried about something. It's all coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from KU Theater, presenting Lauren Gunderson's Silent Sky, inspired by the true story of astronomer Henrietta Leavitt. One weekend only, October 3rd through 5th at Murphy Hall. Tickets at kutheater.com.
Partly cloudy skies tonight, low around 60 degrees. Tomorrow, partly sunny with a high in the mid-80s. Back into the mid-80s through the end of the week. Friday, we're expecting highs in the upper 80s. It is 86 degrees in Lawrence, and the time is 10 minutes before 6.
And that is a perfect time.
Thanks for those words, Miles.
Thanks, Miles. That's right.
Thanks also
for a quiet moment to yourself. Listen for an informed start to your day. Listen to Morning Edition from NPR News.
You can hear Morning Edition tomorrow, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, 91.3, KANQ Chanute, 90.3, K210CR Atchison, 89.9, K258BT Manhattan at 99.5, and online at kansaspublicradio.org. The time is 6 o'clock.